Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
Baltimore's own football legend, NFL Hall of Famer, Art O'Donnell.
How much does this guy weigh?
I don't think $6 there, Art.
Huh?
600 pounds plus.
Oh, oh! How much does this fella weigh?
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I'm Robert Seidelman, and I'd just like to open up the show by saying, fuck you, Jamie Lee Curtis! Fuck you! Fuck you, Activia! Kiss my diuretic ass! Now let's meet our panelists for tonight. Starting with our very own Yankee Clipper VRM.
45 hours and counting to the start of preseason!
And then we have our very own Texas Ranger Typho.
Just like Dolph Ziggler, I'm perfection. But of course, Mr. Ziggler now is going to the Summerfest.
We'll get more on them tonight's show. And then we have, of course, what's a good one? Oh, yeah. The Florida Marlin herself, Nikki Haman.
I heard on RVD Radio on Wednesday that Viscera has proudly lost 100 pounds.
Woohoo!
I'm proud of him. But he gained his ass very quickly when he got married.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Must be some good home cooking then.
Oh, you guys didn't get it. Never mind.
Nope.
I sort of got it.
I didn't get it.
You lose 130 pounds real quick in a marriage?
Oh, you get divorced.
Yeah, you dump her.
Oh.
Huh.
And then finally, we have our own, very own New Orleans Saint, Carl Chenier.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Still living up to that effervescent gimmick, are you, Carl? I take that as a yes.
I didn't even hear what you said, Sardoman. What?
Something about not picking up a gimmick. I don't know.
And speaking of gimmicks, we have here a special guest with us tonight. Joining us here for his first time, ladies and gentlemen, we have the writer of DeckOutTheGlasses.com and the Fumbles of Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just introduce you to Ragnall.
How's it going, everybody?
Yo.
Going very well.
Yeah, I got nothing really interesting to start off. I'm sorry. Like you said, I'm still new at this.
All right.
You're a writer. Come up with something witty, quick.
Applesauce.
We have a winner.
Settlemen.
Hey, it's anything better than Dutch Mantel has ever written.
Yeah, actually, I heard he got released from TNA. How about that?
Hooray.
Thank God.
Yay.
That's not the problem solved.
Okay, now, speaking of crap.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Let's just get straight to it. Fuck you, Jamie Lee. Never mind.
You stopped that.
Yeah, we just did that.
You did that already.
I think you've covered that already.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Fuck you, Jeremy Piven! Fuck you, Dr. Ken! And fuck you, Monday Night Raw!
Oh, good lord.
Yes!
You know what? Good lord. I turned that off after, like, the first 15 minutes, because after I heard, if Miz loses, he'll be leaving wrestling forever, yeah, I kind of figured, yeah, Miz is losing. Fuck that.
Yeah, I watched on cable, if I can make it, never mind. I watched it on cable for about 10 minutes, and I said, this is crap. You're not getting my Nielsen box, and I changed over to, I forget if I changed over to baseball or or something.
I turned on the Xbox
am.
And just went to Fable 2.
Hmm.
Like a state for posterity. You guys know that it's very hard to piss me off.
Very hard.
Yes.
I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
It was so bad that I woke up about 9 o'clock Central Time just to see how it was, and then I went back to sleep.
There's one
That's
nice
bad.
Thing that I can say about it.
It was
They're
over.
Better than ZZ Top. But
no.
That's not saying much.
I don't know.
You know what? ZZ Top gave us Gail Click Kim in a black dress. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
They also gave
actually.
Us pre-taped segments that were terrible.
And it was better than live segments that were god-awful.
I'll take 5 pre-taped ZZ Top segments over the first 10 minutes of Raw, where Piven and Dr. Ken are cavorting around in the ring like a couple of marks.
At least we got to see Dr. Ken get dropped on his head.
Yes.
That was probably the only gratifying thing about those two. But, come on. As somebody who has a foot in the door in the business, this just completely and utterly pissed me off. If you're going to do that, you may as well go to WWE Universe, dial up a random name, and save yourself a couple of million dollars and have a mark cavort in the ring like a mark, not somebody who is hawking a horrible movie that was done better 20 years ago as gung-ho.
You know what's funny? I remember 2 weeks ago when this was announced, wrestling fans all over the country were like, oh, yeah, Jeremy Piven's here. Oh, my God, Jeremy Piven. And I'm like, who?
That's what I said.
I had no idea who the guy was. I never heard of Entourage. I mean, at least I get the name of his show right compared to, you know, him who can't even remember the name of the pay-per-view he's trying to promote.
Mm-hmm.
Summerfest.
I think he was just drunk. I think he was drunk.
I think, but Dr. Ken was, I think he told me that Dr. Ken was drunk.
I think he was.
Let's just say both of them were drunk.
He was stoned, too, a little bit. He was a little stoned.
Yeah.
Someone had to pick up Brian Kendrick's stash.
Oh.
The big one that was.
That was just for utilization. I mean, seriously, name one person on Raw since the draft that's actually gotten up in the main event.
Nobody.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
This got a main event.
Time out. Big Show.
Oh, yeah, right. He was doing good. He was a big heel. He lost to John Cena several times, but, you know, that doesn't change the fact that, yeah, he still makes for a good heel. It's just that WWE doesn't utilize him right. Granted, yes, they gave him the WWE Tag Team titles, but he looks like Dan Neely.
Plus, he keeps gaining and losing weight.
Hopefully, they'll start calling him the human fence.
Somebody doesn't keep their notes updated because he has put back on most of the weight he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the
new outfit
he's
got on makes him look a lot skinnier.
Yeah.
Black is slim.
Well, let's face it, the Big Show is the wrestling version of Oprah Winfrey.
And Chris Jericho's is Stedman.
I need a moment to calm down.
I think we killed VRM.
I'm fine.
Breathe, bro, breathe.
I'm fine.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry, somebody else is dying over there.
Rob, it's time to go shopping. No.
I just came out of nowhere.
Carl. Please, Carl.
So,
okay.
Let's continue with the show.
Okay, yeah.
Alrighty.
So, let's start off with some of the biggest crimes that happened during Piven's hosting, aside from the annoyances of Dr. Ken.
Him hosting, period.
Exactly.
Okay, that. But I mean
big
the
fail.
Biggest sin that he did.
Hornswoggle was still part of the show.
Oh, good Lord.
No, it's an inexplicable heel turn at the end.
Bingo,
yeah.
That's right.
You know, is there ever going to be a Raw where we don't get Hornswoggle beating the snot out of Chavo?
Of course not.
Nope.
And if
you
ask
him,
he'll say he's happy to be on TV.
Although, one good thing about that Chavo-Mark Henry match, did you see that little skip to the little heel quick that Mark Henry did?
Like I said, I turned the show off after 10 minutes, so I can't really speak.
Well, I take the feed to watch the rest of it after I turned it off from cable. Yeah,
seriously, that's the most athletic. Seriously, that's the most athletic thing that he's done in the past 3 years.
Okay, yeah, but you can at least argue. You can at least, you know, agree that he's gotten a little better with wrestling. Like he's not injuring anybody anymore.
Yeah,
nope.
And quite honestly,
he's probably gotten his whole career.
And quite honestly, I'm surprised he didn't injure himself doing that little step move.
It's been a while.
Landed
since out hurt.
Yeah.
They didn't cheer until he landed to make sure he was going to be all right.
Yep.
Everyone's breath was held.
Yep.
Oh.
Speaking of, continuing on the subject of Mark Henry, did you see that orange singlet that he wore? How many?
Oh, boy.
My brother was watching right beside me. I was on the big chair. He was on the couch. I'm not kidding here. He went, "Hey, Kool-Aid!"
Next week, Mark Henry busts through a wall.
Oh, yeah!
He loses his helmet.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
No, he'd fall on his face and lose his helmet. Oh, wait.
Yeah. The Shockmaster!
Somewhere Uncle Fred is crying.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? If we're going to have Mark Henry wear a helmet, you might as well just give him a Cylon helmet and call him the Firemaster. I don't know.
I think somebody's using that as a title in a video game. Anyways, let's talk about the clusterfuck that was the main event.
Lumberjack match. Were overcome.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now we can move on. Thank you very much. This is fine. We're getting stuff done. Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Ragnall?
I said, you know, the Miz had like 12 guys on his side helping him out against John Cena, and even then, he can't win.
They
were watching because they deserved it.
And anyway, Rag, it's Cena versus odds. End of story. Cena versus odds.
I know. I just needed to get my little input out there.
Yeah.
Actually, Rags, it's an unfortunate happening of the B card rule. It takes an infinite number of B carders to stymie any main event. And there's no guarantee that they're actually going to stop him.
Just ask Triple H.
No, well, I'm just saying, but Triple H is a main eventer, not a B carder.
No, I mean, just ask that Triple H when he has legacy on his tail.
But he lost.
It was a fluke.
He
the
was lost. He was
better, though.
Fine just a couple seconds later on the mic.
Yeah.
Ow.
He was all recovered and good to go.
Ow.
I did hear about that. I may not have watched the show, but I have heard a lot of the jokes that came out of that.
Yeah. Let's see. I can't reunite Evolution because Batista's hurt, Orton's a jerk, and Flair's off signing autographs at the GM.
Autographs
at
the W, yeah.
And then
speaking
he called up
Flair's going to be signing autographs near my home the day of SummerSlam.
Are you going to get your autograph from Typho?
I believe I will, yes.
Got mine.
Right on.
You know, before we go on, who's supposed to be guest hosting Raw next week?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Thank God someone is actually involved with wrestling.
Yeah, but still they dropped the ball.
Yeah. Because
guess where they are?
Calgary.
They're in Calgary.
No, even if it's not a TNA thing.
God.
How many We Want Brett chants will permeate that arena?
I got the over under at 5.
Good lord. You might as well have just gotten the Heart trilogy.
Or at least gotten the remaining members of the Hart Foundation that haven't turned their back on WWE, which is Jimmy Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Who?
Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Who?
I get it.
There you
Stop.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
I demand a fail.
let's see. Where's that? Get this.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
All right.
Now, what's been released over the news wires the past few weeks, and one of them news wires being Business Week magazine, some people have been listed as being potential or possible guest hosts for Raw that Stephanie McMahon and the rest of WWE would like to have.
This one.
Such names are, and I'm not kidding, Freddie Prinze Jr.
He's already working with the company.
Yeah.
I thought he was gone.
Yeah, he was a writer for some time. I wonder what happened there.
The grind.
Amical grind.
At least he'll know names and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Never. What?
Oh.
New Nation.
Fail.
No.
And then we get some no-name guy who probably nobody in this place has ever even heard of. He was some host of a game show that's hosted by somebody else now. Some guy who's only been in the business for about 50 years and went by the name of Bob Barker.
Woohoo!
What?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus Christ is wrong, bitch.
Just keep the Samoans away from him.
Yeah, I can just imagine him in Raw with, always remember to neuterize your pet. Nobody gets that?
I got it. But the line actually is,
yeah,
this is Bob Barker, mind you, help control the pet population.
Always
get your pet spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I worry about is if they get Barker, they might try to re-up Million Dollar Mania.
Oh, boy.
With the stage ball on him, too.
That is appropriate. And the sound is appropriate with Barker.
Yeah.
That worked. That worked.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know, if I could just stop it for a second, who came up with that? Like, who came up with the Ric Flair Price is Right remix thing there?
Just ask somebody on the WrestleCrap forums. I originally got this off of WrestleCrap Radio.
Okay, that's probably it then, because I have seen that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I think Well You're Wrong did it on the WrestleCrap forums.
It was actually born out of a thread that I made, but I didn't do it.
Ah.
Because I started the thread ones about the David Flair Titantron. I was the first one to ever bring that up. And that soundbite was created at some point during that thread.
You know, so much,
of other
comes, so much comes out of those forums, like the Batista Photoshop threads. There was a Photoshop thread for some guy holding a glow-in-the-dark Rey Mysterio sign.
Who saw that Rey Mysterio Jr. sign?
I have no idea. I just saw it. It was in a thread mark. Booyaka, booyaka, 6-1. Oh my God, what is that?
It happened at some random SmackDown, and when I was watching, it popped up. I was like, jeez. That's a TV that scares the shit out of you. That's
you ever want Rey Mysterio to go deal?
Good God.
All right. And here's another name. A former GM.
Yes.
Mike Adamley.
You're making us crazy.
The sound you're hearing right now is me beating my head against my steering wheel. God.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll ask where the Taz is.
You know, you'd think they would learn, but this is about as stupid as hiring Ashley Mazzaro back. Thankfully, they haven't done that yet. I remember one song.
Not so loud. They might hear you.
Ouch. Well, she's begging for a job back. I heard that she'd give discounts to John Laurinaitis for prostitution.
You know what's funny? She's the only. You know what? I hate to shill here, but she's the only female fumble I have ever written about.
I want to plug one of your other fumbles, and not the one that I did with you.
Okay, fire away.
Didn't you and a gal that me and Nikki and VRM and Typhoon L by the name of Chelsea? Didn't you do something like of the 25 worst diva wrestlers of all time?
The 20 worst female wrestlers, but that was just a general thing. Like that doesn't count as like a fumble. Like those were just like basically tidbits about why these women were so bad. So it doesn't really count as like one woman in particular, but it was just like a list of how their wrestling skills were. But despite that fact, some of those girls on that list, like Kelly, Deborah, they were over with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And number one was Jackie Gaeta, just in case you guys were wondering.
That Jackie Gaeta.
That Jackie Gaeta match. We even mentioned that.
I'm happy to have that match on tape somewhere, too.
Oh, God.
With wardrobe malfunction?
You know, we didn't mention that. I don't think... No, we did not mention that. But one day
Sorry, go ahead, Rags.
One of these days, I do plan on doing a female fumble, but I want to hold off Jackie Gaeta for, like, something special. If I do a female fumble, it's either going to end up being Karen Angle or Candice Michelle, but I've got a rule where, you know, much like the guys at WrestleCrap, I don't write about these fumbles until a year after they've been released. I mean, yes, granted, Mike Adame was an exception to that rule, but, you know, that was at a point where I was desperate for, like, whoever I could think of.
And did he say he was going to do it only if he could bring Zonk with him?
Say it again?
I heard somewhere that Adamley said he'd do it only if he could bring Larry Zonka with him.
That was the joke I told you about last night.
Oh, okay. I thought you were serious.
Wait.
No, that'd be cool, though.
Larry Zonka's from American Gladiators, or?
Yeah,
he was his co-host.
For 3 years. Right, 3? Yes.
Yeah, 3. Seasons 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, interestingly enough, you know, Adamley does have some ties to wrestling through American Gladiators. Rico was, if I'm not mistaken, a competitor.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Made it to the Season 2 Grand Championship.
Rico and his glorious mullet.
Sideburns
and failed.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought he did quite well in the East.
I would you can probably find those episodes for those who have ESPN Classic on ESPN Classic.
Yeah, actually, it comes on right after AWA Wrestling on ESPN Classic. I only know this because I record those.
4 o'clock weekdays and midnight Sunday to Thursday.
And now I'm extremely pissed off because Comcast decided to take out ESPN Classic in the digital basic tier.
Okay. Well, first of all, Comcast are a bunch of idiots to begin with. I have a friend who has Comcast, and even he agrees, yeah, they're shit.
I'll trade you.
I just hope they don't take over my system.
They can have insight. The only reason I even got a suit to talk to me is I finally reported into the Better Business Bureau.
Wow.
And then I got a phone call.
Charter.
What'd you do that for? I said, quit treating me like a fucking criminal and maybe we can talk.
Of course, I have Charter.
Fios.
Soon to be Uverse once it comes down here.
Hubris? Shame on them.
Since we're all sharing, I have Dish Network.
I've got DirecTV, and apparently I still don't have my network, so.
That's my reluctance to get satellite.
I can't get satellite, otherwise I have to pay another $150 to the landlord to get it installed.
The pain in the ass of living in with renters.
I like my complex, but we are getting off topic.
Yeah, where were we? We were talking about Micah Donnelly, then we...
so off
in
that.
Sector.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys want to talk about some more shit?
Sure.
Okay,
oh,
ready?
Crank afterwards.
Me.
Wait, what?
Fuck you, Abraham Washington! Fuck your unfunny show! Fuck your applause sign! No, I said that wrong. Excuse me. Smurf you, Abraham Washington! Smurf your applause sign! Smurf your unfunny show!
Stop abusing the filters!
The entire platform erupted in applause when they heard Smurf for the first time.
Yeah, I saw that.
Thank you, Shelton.
You know what?
Further proof
gonna...
that somebody from WWE visits WrestleCrap.
And if they want a moderator, I'm open to joining the crew.
You know what? Wait, aren't the filters Snork now?
Yeah, but it used to be Smurf a couple months ago.
I know they used to be Smurf, but it's like now it's Snork. So
yeah.
Even when they try to be relevant, WWE still ends up being irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, can I also add something here?
Sure.
I do not like Shelton Benjamin as a wrestler. I honestly think that his time in WWE is over and done with. And I honestly think right now he should be considering a music career. Seriously, I think that's the best impersonation of Pootie and the Bullfish I've ever seen.
Watch out, Darius Rucker. Your spot
would
be in jeopardy.
On a Cisco haircut.
You know what, another thing.
He's the king of the botches.
I'm confused here. Is Zack Ryder supposed to be a heel or a face?
Does it really matter now?
No.
He was just a face because he was in his hometown.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm wondering, Nikki, you speak to Jason more than any one of us. Was he at that show?
Yes, he was. And
I knew somebody looked familiar on that show.
I thought you were talking about the guy in the long cape that saved that poor stagehand from getting run over by a couple of road cases.
I knew he looked familiar. I got it. Jason Block is the Hurricane.
I thought he was that jobber that Big Zeke squashed.
No. I think that was D2 in disguise.
Okay.
Okay.
Twitter? Me? Nah, not after 18 months. We've talked enough about Abraham Washington. Yes. And now, speaking of Snork and shit.
Oh, God.
How about we throw some shit into Room 101? How about that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Let's do it.
All right, now, first of all, it's sad that Jason isn't here, because I'd like to get his opinion on this one. This is an item that we've had tabled for quite a while. He was originally going to be thrown in automatically because of the Benoit Victoria rumor.
Oh,
but
Lord. Let's not go there.
No. I had to bring that up to bring up Mr. Kennedy.
I can understand, but I mean, like, let's not try to start a debate on that.
No. I'm not. But the tabled matter is Mr. Kennedy, and we need to bring that on to a vote. He's been given opportunity. The reason being, he's been given opportunity after opportunity and has fucked him over either with injuries or for acting stupid on national cable TV shows. And for having dismal, and for starring in one of the worst movies to ever come out straight to DVD, Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I watched that movie. I was planning on writing a fumble about it, but I realized, you know what? Compared to No Holds Barred, compared to The Marine, this is actually good. I mean, I may stick out like a sore thumb with the rest of you guys, but I'm going to be honest, it wasn't that bad.
All right, but your opinion on Mr. Kennedy's WWE tenure as a whole?
Okay, sorry, yeah. Well, let's see. I remember early on in his career, they tried to get him over The Undertaker. That obviously didn't take. They did, however, give him a shot at the World Heavyweight title match against Batista. I remember hearing the crowd reaction to that was great. But after that, you know, I forget when he started getting injured exactly, but it's like, you know, he wins the Money in the Bank, he gets injured. He gets drafted to another brand, he gets injured. He comes back on his very first night, he gets injured.
No, he also almost injured Orton.
True, that too.
I didn't find that a fireable offense.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that time where he said on a national TV cable opinion show, in which we already threw that one into Room 101, he claimed that he never took steroids, and what happens a few weeks later?
Wellness!
Signature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I neglected that, sorry.
So, yay or nay, Ragnall?
Remind me which the yays were. I kind of lost myself there.
Yay, he gets thrown in. Nay, he stays out of the room.
Yeah, I'll give him a yay.
Carl?
I'll give it a nay yay as well.
Nikki?
Lying on television? Yay.
That's three. Need one more. Typho.
I'm going to be the nay. I never had that much of a problem with him. I enjoyed his early run, and I don't think he's Room 101 worthy.
DRM?
I thought he was a pretty good guy in his career, but with all the stupid crap that he's done, yay, drop.
Yay, carries. So, Mr. Kennedy, welcome to Room 101.
Did you hear your say?
101.
Oh! Ouch. Ouch. I hurt.
Yep.
I can't reach through the phone and strangle you, sir. I strangle you with a microphone cord. And then we'll sweep back into the ceiling. Next.
What did Typho say? I missed that.
I said 101. I had to repeat you after you said welcome to Room 101.
Oh.
There was the pause. I had to
Boo.
Say 101.
Boo.
Boo that man.
Somebody was going to do it. Come on.
Yeah. Well, somebody had to do it, and thankfully you did it. Ragnall, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
What would you like to see thrown into room 101?
What would I like to see thrown into room 101? Is Lashley in there yet?
No.
Throw him in.
Really?
Yes. I will admit, he's been doing well with his MMA career, but I don't know if you've paid attention, but Lashley was the very first guy I wrote as a fumble. Basically because a friend and I were talking about him the night before, and I just thought it'd be nice to throw in for the website. But also, some pretty good points. Like, the guy, yes, the guy has a crowd, the guy has an audience, the guy has a bunch of fans, but Lashley has never truly been over, when you really think about it. He's been a copycat of Brock Lesnar and Batista, and he gets a crowd reaction, but he does not get what WWE wants. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget ECW.
And his epic feud with the McMahons.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, his recent debut on TNA television. After months of, you know, guys like AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, all these guys not being able to beat the main event Mafia, who comes in and beats them down after they beat up Mick Foley, but Bobby Lashley? Not only that, he goes and beats up one of the only TNA originals, one of their own homegrown guys, Samoa Joe, who is probably one of the few people that is not from another promotion to win an NWA or TNA title. I think
Ring of Honor? Or does Ring of Honor not count?
I
wouldn't count it.
I wouldn't count Ring of Honor in this case.
It counted, though. Take out Daniels and Styles and a lot of people.
It's not that I'm not a fan of Ring of Honor. It's just that, you know, TNA brought this guy. They developed him. Like, yeah, they developed him from, you know, being a former Ring of Honor champion to being a TNA champion. But they fuck it all up by having him turn into a Samoan stereotype, having a dick painted on his face, having beat up all of the main event Mafia, and then all of a sudden they turn him onto the dark side. After months of building up, saying, Kurt Angle, I'm coming after you. Like, throw me a friggin' bone here, guys.
And then he joins forces with the Taz.
Not that that was a bad thing. That was a good thing, but it would have made more sense if he was a good guy.
All right, so thoughts, BRM?
I don't see the real need to throw Lashley in there. Because, I mean, yes, the whole feud with the McMahons was craptacular. Mike's skills aren't the greatest, but I don't see anything that really qualifies Lashley as 101 worthy. I'm going to actually say nay on this one.
Typo.
Do we love Bobby? No.
No.
Throw him in.
Nikki.
Ooh, this is tough. I had the quote-unquote honor of seeing some of his work in OVW and working in a couple of house shows where I was likening him more to a Mike Tyson than the next Brock Lesnar. They had to beat some aggression into him to make him into quote-unquote Black Lesnar. To that, he never really established his own identity and pretty much went out the same way as Lesnar. He didn't like the schedules, and the story went that he had so many dates in his contract, so he was burning them up, and he got shoved down our throats. That's not entirely his fault. He's good at that, though. The TNA thing, I think, has been a flop. He showed up, and then he disappeared for a couple of months, and then he came back. And, yeah, the thing with him beating down the whole main event Mafia, and then being backed up by Taz, who can't do anything, and it's even said, look, guys, I can't wrestle no more, period. Yeah, you didn't do anything in that pay-per-view, Taz, but I'm getting off the subject. Lashley, unfortunately, is one of those guys in my trivia question thing, and I said this the day after WrestleMania 23. He was going to be a trivia question, him and Umaga. because of what, you know, because of the Trump match.
It was a trivia question. You stumped me and Jason.
So, all in all, I don't really think he did not, he was unable to leave his mark in the WWE. And I don't think he's going to be able to do anything in TNA. I hate to say it, the only time we're going to hear his name in any large capacity is in the MMA field. So maybe we should throw him in. He just didn't succeed.
And Carl.
What's the score right now with the votes here?
I think it's 3-1.
Okay.
3-1, the Yays have it.
2-1, actually.
Oh, sorry. I lost count.
Oh.
Since the person who nominates doesn't get the vote.
Okay, all right.
Unless you're the host.
All right, thank you for clearing that up.
Okay. Now, I agree with Nicky. His WWE career was pretty much a flop because he left. And really, if you've ever seen his promos, he can't talk worth a shit.
Yeah.
And of course, he can't talk
that
in real life either.
His dad's uncle.
Now, honestly, that's right. Honestly, his TNA, his stint at TNA might be even more short-lived than his WWE one. MMA is the way to go for Bobby Lashley, and I get a yay vote for that, so.
Yeah,
throw him in.
Yes, I think we will throw Bobby Lashley into Room 101, definitely.
Yay!
So, Ragnall?
Yep.
How does your first show feel like you... You're on a show, you gave great opinions, and you got somebody into Room 101.
Yeah, it feels great.
Take pride in this fact.
It feels really great. The first guy I write about in the fumbles of wrestling gets thrown into Room 101. I think that is justified.
Yeah. So,
uh-huh.
Carl, do you have one?
I was racking my brain trying to come up with one, but honestly... The only one I could come up with is a non-wrestling one, and I know you're not keen on that.
Let's see. Jason, no. Go ahead.
Huh?
Is that UVRM?
Yeah, stupid. Twice I've been disconnected now.
Okay. Go ahead, Carl. What's your non-wrestling one?
Yeah, I have to apologize to y'all because I am fighting off a cold and I sound like shit. With stuff that's been happening recently, and especially since June 25th, and of course you know what I'm talking about, that would be Michael Jackson's death.
Yep.
Joe Jackson in the news.
Ooh.
All the time. And quite honestly, some of the actions he's have, his actions lately, especially with the grandkids, his, excuse me, Michael's kids, I say throw that son of a bitch in.
It's been
we
long.
Don't need a new version of Jackson 4 or 3 or whatever.
It's been long told that Joe Jackson was a money grubber and always beat down to his kids that I'm the boss, I'm the true star, you're just singing and making me money.
Yes.
They were to the 70s what the Beach Boys were to the 60s.
I remember seeing that.
I saw that crappy TV movie about the Beach Boys.
Yeah. The only good thing about it was they had Uncle Jesse from Full House. he was one
who
of the drummers.
Who effectively killed ER. Who effectively killed ER.
Yeah. You guys keep on discussing this. I'll have my vote on Joe Jackson afterwards. I just got to take a Randy Orton. I'll be right back.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I take it back. I got to take a Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, I see what he did there.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to go right ahead and say yay.
I'm going to have to say the same thing. Joe Jackson's been doing this for 3 decades now. I think it's about time we shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
I would also be a yay.
Okay.
And on the lever.
Pull a lever, Rob, when you get back.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
If we hear the toilet flushing over the microphone, I'm just gonna die laughing right here.
Oh, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Well, we have a toilet flushing sound effect now, so.
Yes, we do. Actually, there is one on the board.
Oh, yeah.
I put it there.
So it would just be T.L. Hopper coming back.
Actually, there's another sound I need to put in there. I've got a sound bite of Mick Foley. Sounds like he's pretty winded. He's like, whoa, wait. Did I just get my ass kicked by the Mean Street Posse? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, surprise him.
There's nothing embarrassing about being bettered by Pete Gass. He was a true fighter. A true warrior. Former hardcore champion.
Did the Mean Street Posse ever win any titles?
Yeah, a couple of them were the hardcore champion a couple times for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just needed to...
24-7 rule.
I think maybe all three of them did.
Yeah, they against each other.
That's hilarious.
I know Pete Gass did, but I'm pretty sure the other two did, too.
I'm only asking right now because I'm not at a computer. I'm actually coming home from a friend's house because we were watching boxing. And, you know, I don't want to just walk into my house and wake up my family, so I pulled into a local pizza parking lot, and here I am talking.
Let me look this up on Wikipedia. Let me see.
I actually think Pete Gass is a two-time hardcore champion.
What's the most started, record? Like,
I think so, too.
17 times held by, I want to say, Raven?
No, Crash Holly.
27.
Raven held it, like, 22 times.
Did Crash Holly hold it, like, more?
I'm not even sure
Raven
what Crash Holly's number was.
Raven had it 27 times, actually.
I know Stevie Richards was up there, too, from, like, 2002 Raw, when he kept winning it back, losing it, and winning it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how did they end the hardcore title? I've never even heard that story.
It was unified with
Dreamer
the
and
Intercontinental. Yeah, they had that ladder match.
Oh, RVD party?
No, it was RVD.
That was the European. That was the European title.
Okay.
They unified, like RVD unified both of those together, hardcore and European, with the Intercontinental.
Yeah. Why did they decide to unify all the titles with the Intercontinental again?
Because Triple H needed the ego stroke.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's when Eric Bischoff was just taking over Raw, and he was unifying all the belts together. Eventually, he took the Intercontinental out, too, and unified it with the World Heavyweight.
Yeah,
the
that
Triple
was
H
stupid.
Pretty much owned everything.
So unify the Intercontinental title, only to bring it back, like, 6-7 months later.
That was closer to a year.
Okay, I got it up here.
Okay, so
cards.
Joe Jackson...
Unanimous, lever.
Yeah,
drop it.
All right, lever.
Drop
all right,
him.
Good. Done. And who? And who is next?
Okay.
I am. Cause this is
and what's your choice, Bierman?
We already talked about it ad nauseum earlier in the show. Piven.
Oh, Piven. Do I even need to put a vote to Piven?
No.
No.
Easy.
Just pull the lever.
Dr. Ken with him.
Yeah, Dr. Ken's going in too.
He probably landed on his head.
Oh, wow.
Alright, let's see. Who wants next?
Me.
Nikki, go for it.
Is it too soon to throw Abraham Washington in?
No, it's never too early to throw Abraham Washington in. Do you even need to ask?
That should be instantly, too.
Yeah, that's another instant throw in. He needs an announcer, to be honest with you. You know who his announcer could be?
Ed McMahon.
This guy.
Don't say Andy Richter.
Yeah, take a look. It's an intro.
Oh, Jesus.
No. We need Crime Time's old narrator.
That'd be great.
Yes. Ah-ha-ha.
But, I'm sorry, they had to move his whole freaking set up to the ramp. So that the home audience didn't see people getting up for their piss break.
I love the applause signs on the Titantron.
That was hilarious.
Okay, I'll give him that. The first thing was awesome, but I can do better on sleep and no caffeine.
And not making jokes about Sarah Palin. She can sit on my lap. Sit on my couch. And another thing. Rent-A-Center?
She can see Rush at my house.
Not anymore.
Actually, that's the Rent-A-Center joke was funny, too. Because the MVP to get all his stuff from IKEA.
I've already pitched a segment where the repo man shows up to take Abraham Washington's furniture back.
Are we talking about wrestling's repo man, or are we talking about Repo the Genetic Opera's repo man?
Oh, I'm talking Barry Darso.
Okay.
Barry Darso in a Lone Ranger mask.
Okay.
Remember back in 93 he had the tire track mask?
I just wanted to throw that out there because I wasn't sure how many people would get the reference. I'm guessing nobody.
Oh, I got it. I was going to make a Mind Movers reference, but they broke up Jesse and Lisa, so it wasn't going to happen.
So, all those in favor of throwing Abraham Washington to Room 101, say aye.
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 Smurf.
Snork.
Typho, you're next.
Okay. I've got something since he's been in the news recently. It's still not relevant, but it's somewhat more relevant than it would have been. But it's for what I consider possibly the most useless stable of all time, and that would be the Stavio Vega-led Los Boricuas.
Ah.
If you don't remember... the spectacular era of the gang wars where you had pretty much any stereotype you could want represented, Savio Vega's Los Boricuas, they represented the Puerto Rican / Mexican portion of the feud, and then you had your skinheads, you had your black militants, you had whatever the Truth Commission was.
Those were your skinheads.
Yeah, you had your Canadians, you had your degenerates.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want, they were there probably. But
theme song. I just want to throw that out there. Carry on.
Los Boricuas were pretty much your jobber stable. They didn't do anything of significance, really. I mean, Savio Vega, by that point, was already past his usefulness, in my opinion, in the company.
He was already past his usefulness after Quang.
Then you had Miguel Perez Jr., who the only thing he's known for is being almost as hairy as Albert used to be. Jesus Castillo, useless. You had Jose Estrada, the only thing he's known for is Edge breaking his neck during his debut match. So, yeah, well, there you go. Los Boricuas.
Nikki? Oh, you don't remember them, do you?
Unfortunately, I don't, and the only reference I have is OVW for a time had a Hispanic tag team in a similar vein, Los Locos, and Raul, one of them, has pretty much strayed away from the gimmick. So that tells me they're not really interested in bringing back Hispanic jobbers. Yay, throw them in.
Carl?
Throw the bastards in.
Carl, throw him in.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I said. Throw him in.
Sorry, I was busy watching Matt Hardy screwing over CM Punk.
No, he was just mad that Punk kicked him in the stitches.
Okay.
All right.
Rob, can you hear me?
What's going on for you?
Yeah, I can hear you, and you say yay, so Ragnall?
Okay.
Well, I like Los Boricuas' theme song. That was about it. So I'm going to say yay.
And even though it doesn't mean much, VRM.
Yay.
All right, motion carries. We're throwing everything in Room 101 tonight.
And all four at once. Wow.
Yep. And now there's mine.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
A little gem from WCW in 2001.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay.
Dusty's ass.
I see where this is going.
You remember?
I see where this is going.
Oh, good God. They actually
showed
that.
Fill me in, because I never really watched WCW, so...
All right, here's the setup. In the final pay-per-view, which was Greed, there was a match between Dusty Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes versus Ric Flair and Jeff Jarrett. If Dusty and Dustin won, Ric Flair had to kiss Dusty's ass.
Oh,
and they won. So on the next night on Nitro, Eric Bischoff gave the announcement in that somber tone. And Nikki, you were there.
Yes, I was. Was that in Gainesville?
That was in Gainesville.
Okay. No, Bischoff's announcement wasn't made on Nitro. It was made on Thunder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It was said that, yes, we're going to make sure that you kiss Dusty's white ass. And sure enough, they walk out pure white donkey. Damn
wow.
You, Vince Russo, and I know you were there.
Vince Russo was not there.
He was gone by that point.
Really?
Mm. Oh, wait. No, you know what? Now I remember. I saw this on the Dusty Rhodes DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Johnny Ace. I think he was head booker at that point.
Yeah,
it was
Johnny Ace. No, he was head of talent relations.
Uh-huh.
So he's the one
who recruited...
Which
is proof positive that Vince doesn't learn from his mistake, from other people's mistakes.
Mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Vince.
So, yeah or nay, Dusty's ass. Typo.
If I remember right, didn't the donkey have a sign on it that said Dusty's ass?
It was
spray-painted
Dusty's ass.
Spray-painted. Well, I gotta say, the best thing from this, that if you ever saw Greed, which the buy rates would suggest that you did not, but if you ever did see it, there was a little segment of Dusty backstage eating a big plate full of burritos. but sadly, that can't even save this. Throw it in.
Nikki.
While I enjoy puns like that, that was not going to save WCW. I thought it was hysterical because, like I said, that's, you know, I'm one for comedy. The fact that we're still talking about it, wow. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad.
Well, Russo always says that here we are 10 years from now still talking about David Arquette like it's a good thing, so there you
mm-hmm.
go. Think of that way you will.
True.
Every now and again, he'll pop up in the crowd with a sign saying, hey, look, I'm a former WCW champion. Unfortunately, WCW was on its deathbed, so I think we better put it in there.
Carl?
And before we go off live, the marathon of the Red Sox and Yankees are still going on at this time.
Top to the 14.
Yes. By the way, the Bischoff announcement clip is on YouTube somewhere right now.
I'll be sure to
check yeah, this was horrific.
Yeah. Oh, caught. Almost had a score.
This was a horrific segment with all these numbnuts, so yeah, yay, throw it in.
Ragnall?
Okay, well, I admit that is a pretty funny sort of thing. I think Ric Flair should be thankful he didn't actually have to kiss Dusty's actual ass. but you know, you know, fans paid to see Ric Flair kiss Dusty's ass. They didn't expect a jackass. Unless, of course, you want to consider Dusty a jackass.
Good night, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, we were going off live.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I say yay. Throw him in.
MVRM.
Bait and switch. Yay.
Yay. 6-for-6, guys.
Not bad.
Is that a first?
Not
bad. Yay.
And that's it. The goofy meat is broke.
Hmm.
And so we shall wrap it up for tonight.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk about the most epic cluster of all time.
No.
Oh,
we're not? Okay.
No, we'll talk about it next week because that needs a Jason here on a soapbox.
Wait, which one is that? What is that?
Are you sure you don't want to talk about it now? Because Jason will just tear it to ribbons.
That's exactly why I want him here.
Is that on TNA or...
He's talking about the apparently the mid-show schmazz at TNA last night that I didn't see it, so comment. All I know is that it apparently was epic and epic fail.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard about it, too.
Got Kip James on TV.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kip James on TV. But
just
not
what America
wrestling.
Doesn't need.
Who's gonna clean up all this shit up?
Duke Grossi? And with that Duke Grossi joke, I think the show is over.
Alright. Well,
yes.
It's been fun having you guys aboard. Well, or thank you for having me aboard, rather.
Well, thank you, Reginald. Come back anytime.
Not a problem. And, anybody that's listening out there, Fumbles of Wrestling. It's not an official article, but it's in the blog section of thatguywiththeglasses.com. It updates on Sundays, and this week I'm actually going to be writing about Renegade.
Ooh.
Okay.
And the next week, I'll be writing about the top 10 worst WCW gimmick matches. After that,
49,
I don't know.
You can
hey,
limit it.
Interesting.
Ragnall.
Yes.
I got it. Me and you need to team up for this one. The top
I was planning on doing many co-hosts. Like, I was actually having, you know, I was going to have, like, Boku, Lady Dark, Verd, all those guys try to at least get something in there.
Yeah.
So I'm hopefully going to have, you know, something for everybody to cover.
Yeah.
All right,
so... Anybody else got anything you want to plug? I know VRM, you have the Sports Digest.
Yep. Next week is we got out of order, so we got to do it like this. NFC North previews. That means we got the Steelers and the Ravens.
Oh boy.
The epic series right now going on with the Yankees and the Sox, where the Yankees finally won a game.
Oh, boo on the Yankees.
PGA Championship preview. And UFC 101 results.
All right.
Typho, you have Tuesday night Typho?
Yep, that's right, Tuesday night. 10 o'clock Central Time. I couldn't tell you what I'm going to talk about yet because usually I try and set up something, but then Raw happens and I get pissed off about something and go off on something else, so who knows?
On a Tuesday?
Nikki, you have your website.
NikkiHayman.com will be updated this weekend with my new recruits from IPW, including Jimmy Jacobs. Also coming up August 20th, PT Wrestling is celebrating its one-year anniversary. What are we going to do? I have no earthly idea because nobody will answer my mail.
And, Carl, you have, well... The BS Big Show.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what day or what time it's going to be this week. We'll talk about week one of preseason in the NFL. We'll delve on other topics as they come along to us.
Yes, practically the only time you'll see Matt Leinart snap, play a snap for the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Good old preseason.
So with all that, this is Robert Q. Seidelman saying once and for all, me. Good night.
Good night, Rob. Smurf you, seriously.
Good night.
Smurf you, Rob.
All right, I'm going to go, guys. It's been fun. I'm going to drive home now.
All right. All right,
take care,
Rag. Right. Bye.
See you.
Right,
good night. I'll see you on the AM later, Sig.
Good night.
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 And get the hell off my lawn.